it was close. I think it was a lot closer than people know. Our president, Tim Restall, had been talking with those folks for over a week, and he did a lot of work helping to be proactive with the state and the city to put us in a position where, you know, if we were fortunate enough for them to come here, there wouldn't be any obstacles. It was exciting for us at first, and then it looked like they were going to be going to Pittsburgh. And when that didn't happen, I think we all got very excited. We really thought we had a shot. But, you know, they ended up going to Buffalo, which, you know, they had a comfort level with. I think the really cool thing is the fact that it makes sense for them to go there because all of their players have come through there. They're used to it. They have a comfort level having been there, visited, watching games. And they were looking at Major League Park, but they kept coming back to us because we have a great park and a good reputation. So despite the fact that it didn't work out, I am very proud of the fact that they were so enticed.
What were some of the things you pitched to Mark Shapiro and the whole Blue Jays crew?
Really just that we would be as accommodating as they needed us to be. You know, I mean, that's the relationship we have with the Rockies, and I like to think it's the relationship we have with our fans and our staff as well. We just made sure that they understood that there wouldn't be a no. Whatever they needed, we could help them get done. We would be very proud to have them there, in that there was a city and a state full of people ready to welcome them. You know, I think the other piece of it that I was excited about is I thought it would have been a jewel in the crown of Governor Lamont and Mayor Bronin for the work that they've done flattening the curve in our state. You know, I thought that would have been a nice accolade.
Is the door open for other teams because this entire Major League season is so unpredictable with where it might wind up?
I don't think so. I mean, I think everybody else was all set and has their plans, but, you know, we would gratefully take any phone call that came our way.
How's the franchise doing? This is a tough year for you guys with no gates. You've had a few events like dinner on the field, stuff like that, but how do things shape up heading into next season when hopefully you get a full restart?
You know, it's not our first year not having a baseball season. We didn't have one in 2016 while we were waiting for the park. So, interestingly enough, we were better prepared to handle that disappointment than I think all of the other teams were. But we're just working on next year, and we're working on the events, you know, the dinner on the diamond, the field rentals. We have a couple of things we're going to be doing. We're getting ready to announce at the park. So we're very forward-looking people. I mean, one of the reasons I like my coworkers so much is we really don't spend a lot of time being concerned about the things we can't change. You know, we at least shift into how can we bring some people into the park and how can we make sure next year is spectacular.
What are the fans telling you at this point, and how much excitement did you hear from folks this week with just the possibility of some Major League games?
Oh, people were really excited about it. And I was glad that news got out too, because I'm just so proud of what we've built there, and I love the idea that people think of our ballpark of being sort of a Major League quality park, and, you know, having won best ballpark a couple of times and all that, I just thought it would have been so fitting if it had worked out. But the fans were very excited about it, people were very excited about it, but throughout this whole ordeal, I just find that all of our fans have been so understanding. I mean, there's no anger or anything like that. Everybody understands there's nothing that we've done, nothing we could do to change it. And it helps that everybody is going through some version of the same thing themselves. You know, we're just all in this situation that's unprecedented. We've never lived through anything like it. Hopefully we won't again. So, you know, you lose a baseball year, but for most people, the sentiment has just been, this is what we have to do. This is the work right now.